This is the Composer's Datebook for October 26th. I'm John Burge. On this day in 1919, Edward Elgar conducted the London Symphony in the premiere performance of his new cello concerto with Felix Salmond as soloist. What should have been a happy occasion turned out to be a frustrating one. There simply wasn't enough time to rehearse properly, and the premiere was a near fiasco. Puzzled, the less-than-full house in Queen's Hall gave Elgar a polite ovation, but left shaking their heads. Mrs. Elgar blamed the conductor Albert Coates, who hogged all the orchestra's rehearsal time, working on the two pieces he was to conduct on the same program as Elgar's new concerto. In her diary for October 26th, she writes, "Poor Felix Salmond in a state of suspense and nerves, wretched, hurried rehearsal, an insult to Elgar from that brutal, selfish, ill-mannered bounder, Coates." After the botched premiere of the new concerto, critic Ernest Newman reported, "Never, in all probability, has so great an orchestra made so lamentable a public exhibition of itself." Despite this rough beginning, Elgar's cello concerto has gone on to become one of the composer's best-loved works worldwide and has proven to be a favorite with the great cellists of our time, including the late British cellist Jacqueline Dupré. Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach that examines investment opportunities firsthand. Institutions, advisors, employers, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price. T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.